So I guess my first question is, you're not really blue or bald, are you?
It's like a latex bald cap, which is very surprising to people often when they find out that I'm one of the people in the Blue Man group. Because
you have hair.
I have hair.
Right.
So other than nature taking its course, so far I still have hair on
right.
my head, so that's okay. But the so the latex bald cap will lay down with glue, and really the only area of my skin that gets blue paint on it, it's like a grease paint, but it's just on the front of the face, and then we put it over the bald cap, and then the rest is... You know, we have like a black kind of costume and some latex gloves as well. So generally just the front of the face is all that's really getting exposed.
How long does that take to do you up for a performance?
We're getting good at it. But I'd say it's about 30 minutes, depending on how quickly we want to be ready. But often, you know, we have an hour to get ready and it's the process takes about 30 minutes to get in and about 20 minutes to get out.
Right. I see that you're kind of a recent Blue Man grouper. Did you know anything about the group before you joined it?
I had only known about them through commercials and just kind of whatever was out in the blogosphere, truthfully, just kind of what I'd seen on clips on YouTube and whatnot. And I'd had my own preconceived notions about the show before actually even auditioning. I'd never seen the show before I auditioned for it. And it wasn't until I saw the show after I auditioned in Vegas for the first time that it really kind of finally settled in what this show, you know, really can do and what it is about. It's a little bit more than just three, you know, bald and blue aliens that are hitting pipes.
Each of your eyes has over 3 million photoreceptors called rods and cones.
What you do on stage is combine so many different things.
Absolutely, right. We have definitely, you know, there's the small, intimate kind of theatrical moments that we have where we'll literally pull people out from the audience and have interactions with them, and then, you know, it balloons out into these kind of large-scale, like Vegas or Broadway, visual moments. And it's this great fusion of character and technology and just kind of how those things come together and try to give people an experience that's live and happening in the moment. Yeah.
Now, you're asked to do a lot of different things. What made you think that you wanted to kind of tackle this?
You know what? I honestly approached it from the standpoint of, oh, what a cool and weird audition process that would be. Because I was an actor out in L.A., and I was really kind of in the mindset of, like, you know, any and all opportunities that come across, let's give it a shot. Let's see what it's like. I've had a lot of, like, variety performing background. I've been a juggler since I was 12, so I already was kind of willing to put myself out there with things that other people, you know, aren't necessarily predisposed to do. Or I was already making a fool of myself with, like, variety arts and stuff before even doing the audition. But, you know, the character has so much improvisation background, and there's so much that's happening live in the show and in the moment that's something that really appealed to me, was the idea that each show can be different, and then all the, like, subtle, the oddball skills that they ask for in the show, I was at least in a mindset where I was willing and open to learn.
You mentioned the need for improvisational skills, or at least the ability to do that. How much of a show is, shall I say, scripted, or at least tracked out, and how much is improvised?
Sure. I mean, I'd say, you know, there's about probably, I'd say 90% of the show is scripted out, and we're doing our best to deliver with the skills and things that we've trained hard to do. But there's that 10% that really can balloon and it could be a higher percentage or a lower percentage depending on the show. But there is literally an entire section of the show. It's a piece where we pick someone from the audience that has no idea what they're about to do. We don't know what's really going to happen. And so that's one of my favorite parts of the show, because that is generally, you know, I mean, beyond just a few beats of how to get the person up on stage and make them feel comfortable, beyond that, it's all just whatever's happening in the moment and us rolling with it.
So has anything happened with that particular element of it that's been scary? I guess there's been some that's been memorable.
Oh, yeah. No, one of my first times ever doing that piece in the show, and during my training, I did one of my first live shows in New York, and then we pulled a lady up on stage, and midway through, she just decided she was too freaked out. It's just left the stage and just sat right back down in her seat. And so there was this window of time where we just kind of had to roll with it and ended up going back into the audience and finding someone else that would play along. And it was one of those situations where, of course, on the first night when I'm, you know, performing for all the directors and everything, that is kind of like a worst case scenario where literally what happens when the person just decides they don't want to be a part of it and step off stage.
And so you guys rolled with it, and now they said, okay,
yeah.
Let's take
Chris
Smith's guy.
And it's funny because then, you know, afterwards, of course, I'm in my head thinking, oh, that was – everything went wrong. But then, you know, people in the audience were like, oh, my gosh, was that scripted? Was that all planned out? And no, it wasn't at all. It was, none of it was.
What's the funnest part of being in Blue Graham Group?
Well, I think the most fun is making a mess, truthfully. For me, it's feeling like I'm a kid in a sandbox again and just getting muddy and having an excuse to play around. But, I mean, I think an extension of that is definitely the feeling that every show we're really trying to reach out and make a connection with people, basically make an experience that's happening in the moment with people where we're not having a fourth wall. This isn't a traditional play where you're kind of peeking into another world or another life where you're ignored, where there's that invisible wall between you and the performer, where this is actually a shared experience. And it's so unique to this show. It's that this is actually happening in the moment. We're climbing over your seats. You know, you're coming up on stage with us. Mm-hmm. And so in that way, I think that's become the most fun for me, which is an extension of, you know, being a kid and playing in a sandbox. It's just literally getting back in touch with that childlike play that can be contagious to people in the audience. And by the end, hopefully they're playing along too. You know, I'm really lucky to be having really what could be a dream job right now. And I'm very thankful and trying to make the most of it. But, you know, the creative career is also kind of a mindset. So you want to constantly kind of put yourself in situations where you're feeling like you're contributing. At least for me, from a performing standpoint, it's great to get that out through the show. But there's also a level I really do like the creative energy that comes from sitting down and writing and coming up with stuff that wouldn't have been there otherwise. I went to UCLA and I was a theater major, but writing and directing is kind of my long-term career goal. In film, and I'd worked on a web series with some friends when I was at school, and I made a movie that's on Netflix, and it's just kind of a nice, I don't know, it's like it's nice to have these bigger projects that can become through lines for the different jobs you may have along the way, so it never feels, at least for me, it makes me feel like I'm kind of keeping a forward momentum, depending on whether I'm, you know, on stage performing as Blue Man or I'm at a bar checking IDs.
The rods in your eyes specialize in night vision and can function at much lower light levels than cones, but they do not respond to color. This is why we can only see in black and white when we are in the dark. The cones in your eyes, on the other hand, specialize in color and come in three types. Those that respond to the color red, respond to the color green, and those that respond to the color blue. All of the colors that we experience are the result of these three types of cones firing off in different combinations.
That's music from one of the stage shows of Blue Man Group. They're performing next weekend, November 9th and 10th, at the EKU Center for the Arts.